traffic as you, so they didn't have as many people to set me up. So that's why I automatically knew it was crap. So anybody, whether it's Tucker Carlson, whether it's Candace Owens, whether it's Megyn Kelly, whether it's you or me, you have to understand that they are coming after us because they know that we can't be bought. We're committed. We're not perfect. We realize we're fallen and sinners. But the value, the spiritual energy, the high of doing what's right, the Holy Spirit saying, good job. You can put a gun to my head and I couldn't sell out. I can't do it because the spiritual feeling is such a high, is so fulfilling to fight evil. I'm totally addicted. People say, oh, thank you for what you do. I'm completely an addict of fighting tyranny, an addict to the Holy Spirit. I mean, I love this one side. That's why I thank the listeners supporting me and spreading the word and keeping us on air because they're keeping me in the fight. This is all I want. And I look at you. I've been watching you for decades, interviewing you for over like 12 years or so. And you were somewhat reformed 12 years ago, but you still, you know, were a giant of a guy and a powerful presence. But since you found God, you're glowing, you're radiating. Everything you say is so much more eloquent. That's what I want more of. When you serve the living God, it is just endless expansion and discernment and literal mental superpowers. So I feel sorry for the Satanists and people that never found God because they don't know what they're missing.
I love you for saying that. That's so kind of you. What I feel we might, the point we might be at, Alex, in our culture, because I've never been able to doubt your integrity. You're a person that maybe a million times a day, I would think, oh my God, that's crazy what he's saying. And then subsequently I'd do some reading or research, or I'd open a link or someone else would explain it in a different, more scientific, more academic, more credentialed and professional way. And time after time, that famous meme, Alex Jones was right, would come to fruition again. You've got the kind of beautiful, prophetic craziness that the world in so many ways needs. And what I think's astonishing is that when you were advocating for Trump, it seemed still very mercurial and sort of crazy. You know, like I think it was when he spoke to you directly from the Oval Office.
I was the first. Roger Stone came to me, who I'd known for years, from JFK in Dallas. He said, nobody's endorsing Trump. I told him to come on your show. There's a blockade on him. I was the first major show to endorse him. And then I talked to him behind the scenes, heard what he was planning to do, and yes, did endorse him. He said, I will not let you down. I think you will be very impressed.
Well, and yet, here we are. And I'm not as brave as you, I have to say. I'm sometimes just scared because of the legal trials I'm facing, because I'm an Englishman in your beautiful country. I sometimes feel like if I'm too assertive on the subjects that most people recognize as being quite close to the center of world power right now, Israel, Palestine, genocide, Trump's co-option.
Trump will come out and call you a traitor and say you're an idiot like he did to myself and others repeatedly the last month. Yeah. And people said, oh, how do you like that? I mean, I'm glad he got mad and attacked me because that means I'm getting his attention. And I'm trying to get him back on track because he has all Mark Levin and all these horrible people advising him. So, when he targets you, now we have the head of counterterrorism now saying he wants to come after Trump's original supporters in a national security memorandum. Well, I mean, that just proves what we're saying. So it's we have to protect humanity from the spirit that has invaded the White House.
But it isn't possible, I don't think, Alex Jones, for you to influence Trump if Trump is now operating in spheres of power and influence the manner of which you describe. And you alluded in your last answer to a supernatural and good versus evil component, which I know informs you hugely. Indeed, my own journey to Christ, which I suppose I would describe as being grabbed by the throat by Christ and thrust into new light in the brokenness of personal crisis, one of the things that's been, I want to say, validating is that I'm a person that's consumed your content since I was 16 years old. Yours, David Icke's, reading Eric von Daniken's Spaceships of the Gods, doing LSD, trying to make sense of this world, going through the socialist phase, learning about Che Guevara, recognizing that you can never trust the establishment, that the government, whoever you vote for, you're going to get bureaucratic systems that ultimately operate with the same globalist imperatives. I've known that for a long while, like because of people like you and, you know, other influences from across the political, cultural and philosophical spectrum bolted together like any autodidact, anyone who's educated themselves because they didn't go to university or whatever. I've got that kind of perspective. Now, when I come to the Lord, it happened very viscerally and not even, it wasn't an option or a decision. Just suddenly I went from, oh yeah, Jesus, he's a great prophet like Buddha or whatever, to, oh my God, he's actually real. And since then, I've understood the necessity of the resurrection, the requirement of him taking all shame on the cross, the need for him to be absolutely perfect, the simple beauty in scripture, the truth of the prophecies about him in the Old Testament. And what I'm trying to work out now, Alex, is how that conversation is going to unfold with people that are New Age, with people that are broken, with people that are the types of Christian that are right now in office praying, laying hands on Trump, praying for war, praying for death, excluding and making moral and ethical judgments, making it impossible for people of other faiths to have open dialogue with Christians, making it impossible for people with other lifestyles.
Exactly. You can see the energy of the fake Christians around him. It's purely satanic. And, you know, Christ is the groom, we're the bride. And when he comes knocking at the door and then we, you know, accept it, it's described as you know, literally, you know, a union, and then God takes us. And you know, that's the thing. And so people say, why do I start spewing stuff, or why do I get so energetic? It's because most of what I do is I have a template how the world works temporally, and I study it, but only so when God gives me information, I understand it. And then I'm just basically streaming the information. And so with my limited intellect, trying to describe this incredible beauty and complexity, and like I'm given like every angle and how it all works and the whole system and on any topic, and I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And so it comes off as crazy. That's why people that get this download look crazy, because you're just literally like channeling a fire hose of information.
Yeah. Like, well, last time I came on InfoWars, and do let us know whatever we can do to support you and to support InfoWars, for even for the haters who loathe Alex Jones, not that I've got no business or no time for you. You've got to recognize Alex Jones.
I can give
Jones
you a major
person.
Update on that.
Well, let me do it. Let me finish my spiel, mate. You know, like when I was there in crazy place selling your supplements, then like I sat there quietly like a good Christian man doing what I was supposed to, except for that bit where we'd done push-ups. And I was very excited to go on that walk, by the way, when me and you talked about going trespassing and all that sort of stuff. What I want to say is that you cannot question the authenticity of Alex Jones. What I'm going to be talking about after we come back from this break is how we manage to communicate the principles of Christianity to a non-Christian audience in a way that don't seem churchy, preachy, or, I don't know, pallid, lacking in power and potency. That's one thing I'm going to be asking Alex Jones about. Two, I'm going to be saying, does this now represent the threshold where we abandon once and for all any faith in the system? Not, of course, to become despondent, no, but to focus on new systems of government, people-powered democracy, participatory democracy. And I'm going to be asking Alex Jones about that. But first, we have a message from one of our partners. It's still showbiz, baby. Who knows when the government will decide to switch you off or hunt you down like a pig? Squeal! We're going to need a currency that's beyond the reach of corrupt global institutions. Rumble Wallet is what you need, and cryptocurrencies are what you require. You could choose from Bitcoin, stablecoin, tied to the US dollar, or Tether Gold. That's backed by real gold. How much control have you got over your money?
Have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense, and we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator, after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds, he says, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. There's people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos and Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got like copper, you know, on the bottom. At least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks that